Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's give the Lord a big hand. Praise God. And we have, can you give me my topic? I mean, we have a very, very interesting conversation, new series starting today. Who is excited? I said, who is excited? Every series in this house is like bomb. Every series is like what? Bomb. And we are in for a new one. We are in for something unbelievable. Is that okay? And I told you, I posted this yesterday, that this is one series you will say that my life is transformed. I didn't hear amen to that. Yeah. Now, turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 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 Amen. All right, let we start the reading from... All right, 1 Corinthians 2, chapter number 2. Let's start reading from verse 4. For the sake of, all right, detailed understanding, said, and my speech, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, if you're there, say amen. Now, listen to this. And my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. All right? Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught. Now, the topic or the title of the new series is Sophia, which means wisdom. That's the Greek word for the word wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. So we are going to be looking to the subject of the spirit of wisdom. All right. And the Bible is making it very clear. Now listen to this. There is the wisdom of this world. Is that simple enough? There is what? The wisdom of this world. The wisdom of men. Logic. All right. There are certain things that are logical. Certain things are logical. All right. Let me give you an instance. It is not logical for Adam to need help meet, and the response of God to it is sleep. That doesn't make sense. What is logical? Go on dating site. Huh? Say, where you can find people easily. Be more active on social media so they can see you. I'm not saying those things are bad. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, rest is not logical. Particularly when you need answers to things. But you see, look at something. All right? Let me show you something. Isaiah 55 verse 9. Isaiah 55 verse 9. Isaiah 55 verse 9. Look at it. Says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. When God speaks, he speaks with superior wisdom. He speaks with superior wisdom. So, all right, sometimes we look at our daughter, right? Probably she wants to eat. And maybe sometimes she wants to stand up eating her food. And we say, sit down there and eat your food. And we try to collect the plate for her to sit down, then eat your food. Then she has the impression of, once you collect this plate, I'm not getting it back. I won't sit down. Give me my food. I will think of what to do next. Are you seeing that now? All right. Why? Because she's young. She does not know where we are acting from. And sometimes that's what God says. Sit at my right hand side till I make your enemies your footstool. Sit down. All right? Everyone seems to be running to the west. God said, no. Go south. See, it doesn't make sense. Everyone that has come to share testimony, they shared it because they went this route. God says, no, that's not your route. Go south. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than your ways. You see, this scripture here sounds to me like a proverb. You see, you can't measure the distance of heaven to the earth because it is not in kilometers. It is in realms. The heaven is not far from the earth by measurable distance. There are two realms. So you'd see, for instance, someone walks in the hospital. Here is the doctor. Here is a patient who has just died. And they do everything possible to resuscitate the patient. The patient is still dead. Family members come and scream the name. The person is still dead. It is not about distance. There's a switch in REM. So, look at this. Please look up. If I pick my phone and I send a picture from my phone to your WhatsApp, you receive it, right? Good. Do you see the picture flying in the air? It moves through a medium. You can't see it. But there's an exchange. You can't see it. All right? It's a wave. You see that now? The natural human eye is not designed to pick such wave. You can't pick it. That's why your ears can't pick FM. So, God is too wise. Even in creation. Imagine if your ears can pick FM. You can't sleep. As you are trying to sleep, you just say, what's that? You can't sleep. Are you seeing that now? Now, if a Chinese man comes here and speaks his China or Chinese language, you don't understand what he's saying. All right? Because that's not your own reality. That's not your reality. You don't understand what he's saying. Alright, so your ways are entirely different. But the issue is that ways can be learned. Ways can be learned. God wants to pass you through a system that they will introduce you that this is my method. Actually, when I say give me, I am not collecting, I'm giving you much more. And there are times he collects, and the first thing he wants to teach you is contentment. The ways of God can be learned. His ways can be known. The Bible said he showed the Israelites his heart, but his ways he revealed to Moses. He revealed his ways to Moses. So, it means if you will not come up higher to learn his ways, everything God is saying will be confusing you. It will make no sense. Because listen, the words of God doesn't make any human sense. If you are listening to what I'm saying, if you are going to do this life and you are going to be a winner at the end of your race, you are going to have the God result, you cannot do what is logical. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, when you look at the book of Exodus chapter number 14, how do we have over 2 million people? Over 2 million people before the Red Sea. Look at it. They've been walking and now face to face with the sea. Not a river. Sea. Behind them, the host of Egypt. With their chariots. Egypt was known to have the best armed forces in the world. As at that time. Nations will scream if Egypt should join any other nation to fight them. They were like the America or the China of their days. And the Israelites cried out and said, oh, now it's because there's no grave in Egypt. You have brought us here to die. Moses said, stand. You will see the salvation of the Lord your God. This. God said, why are you making noise? Tell them that they go forward. Does that make any sense? Then God now said, you, Moses, Stretch your rod over the sea and divide it. Listen to this. The ways of God are revealed in his words. The ways of God are revealed in his words. Everything he says to us shows us his method. Shows us his modus operandi, how he does things. If you are going to know the way of God, you have to listen to him. His wisdom is encapsulated in his words. See, when you take capsules, the jelly-like substance, which is actually hardened now, is not actually the drug. It is just holding it. It is holding it. That's the same way what is inside the word of God is his wisdom. You will never know his wisdom if you don't obey what he has said. Listen. His wisdom is not received when you hear his word. It's received. His wisdom is known when you do it. So the Bible says, a wise man is one that heareth what my saying and doeth them. And doeth them. Do you know that? Let's say for instance, when we read the laws of the Old Testament and all those things, we say, oh, laws. But do you know that if we actually live by the content of those laws, we'll live longer? Yes. See, sometimes people are too desperate to get out of something they perceive as bondage, that they enter into something that is a greater bondage. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, this wisdom is a wisdom that is a revelation of God's ways. A man who is not in God's realm cannot understand it. That's why you see that the world, they have every problem with what we are doing in church. To them, we must be fools to be in church. You must be a fool to give offering. You must be a fool to give tithe. You must be a fool to give first fruit. That is the world. To them, you must be a fool to have a pastor. You must be a fool to honor the pastor. That is the world. To even pray, to them, you must be a fool to pray. They will tell you, in Nigeria, you are building churches. In China, they are building industries. You want to know what is going on in China? I can tell you, to know what happens in nations that have turned their back on God. Are you aware, and I say this with a knowledge of what I know, that there are people that are being bred as cattle in China for organ donation against their will. Indoctrinated. They make sure they live clean lives, exercise themselves, but once a big man needs a liver or a kidney, do you know the atrocities of these nations and why God said he will judge them? Do you know how much they have destabilized? You see, the issue is that poverty somehow has made it so that we just focus on the externalities. Do you know how these nations are sitting on can of worms? Do you know the evil that is going on in these nations? I watched the video of a man at Dr. Phil's show. Is it Dr. Phil's show now? This is his son he gave birth to as a boy. Now they are trying to interview father and son before the whole world. And the boy came out now as a girl. They've done some silicone implants, give him breast, altered his hormones, give him things that make him think and act like a woman. But it does not change the fact God made you a male. I watched the man cry and he was shaking. And it's against the law of the land for him to even query the boy. You give birth in certain nations, you cannot stop your own children from having sex swap. Your own children. Is this the nations you want to be like? You see, when people say this, most times because, number one, they have either not traveled or they have been to places and not even understand what is going on. You say, Nigeria is building churches. I don't want to go into statistics, all right? Because that's not the aim of my teaching. To show you what Nigeria will look like without us having this revival. Despite what we are having as a revival, still look at what is happening. For a sitting governor to sit down in Kaduna and say, this is our plan. For the next 25 years, no Christian will be here. Okay. And then believers who have not been taught God's word and kingdom will now step out and say things like, all this church everywhere. Are you seeing what is happening? The devil is fighting the body of Christ, and believers who are not trained and taught in God's word are also major instruments against the body. Who are those who goes online and drag Pastor here at the boy? Christians. You will rarely see Muslims dragging their imams. Just say anything that looks like you are against their political affiliation. Oh, they will drag. You will see boys who can be great grandson or grandson who say Enoch, or what do they call your name? In quotes, we are hungry because you want the nation to be better. And we fight and so fight till we begin to fight the wisdom of God. When election was coming, INEC won't count PVC, we know. But how was yours counted? Not by prayer. We know. Okay, you have gone to the street. You voted, right? Correct. That's if you were able to vote. How did it count? Listen to what I'm saying. The power holding the fabrics of this world, they are not physical structures. They are spiritual structures. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. It said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It is the wisdom of God to fight. He said, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. As believers, we are spiritual people. We are not ordinary men. We don't take our reference in the flesh first. We take our reference in the spirit. That's where the wisdom of God is known. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you asleep? I said, are you asleep? That's where the wisdom of God is what? Known. Not in the flesh. A carnal man knoweth not the things of the spirit. They are spiritually discerned. They are a language that is high level language, too coded for him to understand. His mind can't grasp it. He can't imagine it. He can't fathom it. He's a novice. He may be a smart guy in class. He may be smart about his business. He may know how to make money. But when you hear him talk and compare what he's saying with the wisdom of scriptures, you know he's a fool. Have you seen somebody who is so smart, but you listen to him and you know you are just not wise? You don't even know the system you are up against. You think life is about just what you see and what you hear. You have no idea that there is a system that is more complicated than your energy. That when you are done exhausting all that you think you know, you will now have to learn that there is something called the spiritual realm, and it controls the physical. Listen, if your reference is only in the physical, you are a victim already. You are a victim of many conclusions. Let me show you this. Look up, everybody. There's something I need to show you. Yorubas have an adage. They will say it is the person who is not around that the goat give birth to one child. I heard that adage 12 years ago. I can't forget it. You know what that means? If you have a goat that is heavy, you know, you don't, in Nigeria, we don't do ultrasound for goat. You hear what I'm saying? The goat is heavily pregnant. So, say you have traveled, you've gone out, and you came back. So you were not around when the goat delivered. He says, one, the neighbors have shared it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everybody have carried their own. Say, at least, just so you know, something was inside. Is one. Listen, if you take your reference in the physical, the good things would have been shared by men who are in the spirit, either demonic or divine. So don't just say it's no, either demonic people or divine. I shared the story out that somebody went for a job interview. Okay? He went for a job interview, and when they were going to call the person next sitting to him, the person brought out something. I mean, the guy wore suit. Wore suit, not at his tie. Brought out something red from his pocket, licked it in three times, said a few words, put it back in his pocket. The guy looked at him, Makosom Bondaboy. The guy said, it's too late. Yeah, well, it's too late. Should have prayed before coming. There are people who never see death until it is right in front of them. The spiritual realm is much more vast and intelligent. God can show you things years ahead. That is his wisdom. He's in the spirit. You have to be in that realm to know it. You can't know it if you're a physical man. You can't know it if you're a carnal man. A carnal man is born again, but is not walking in the light of the word. His senses are still dominated, all right, or his life is still dominated by sensual things. Sensual. Is ruled by the sense realm. Is ruled by what can be felt, what can be seen, what can be touched. When you hear him talk, you know he's not beyond this realm. This is as far as he knows. I was talking with those with us in the house on Saturday and asking, how many of them have casted out demons before? We're going to orchestrate a situation where we're going to have to cast out demons. And after I finished meeting, I received a call. And they said, hey, Apostle, so-and-so person is dying. All right? And, I mean, this person has died before. God raised her from the dead. You get what I'm saying? So they know that if anything is happening, just call her father. You know. So they said, so-and-so person is dying. So I said, okay. They rushed her to the teaching hospital emergency ward. I said, put me on video call with her. So as they put me on video call with her, see, they, you know what it means for doctors to remove oxygen? And say, just forget. So they've already removed the oxygen because the more he was on the oxygen, her stomach was getting bigger. They said, put her on video call. As I looked at her on video call, you know what she did? That was the spirit. Somebody dying. That was the spirit. I said, okay, now I know what's happening. So I commanded, you foul spirit of death, I'm here again. Lose her now and let her go. Medicine had handed where it knows. Going forward, the power of God, which is the wisdom of God, is the only thing that can work. Medicine is powerful. It's a level. It's a level. I joined into a study of diseases and all those things, epidemiology. I know them. But it's a level. In fact, they tell you that when there are certain outbreak of certain things, these are the procedures, diseases. Thank God for those knowledge. But it's a level. There's a level that men like John G. Lake walked in and he asked for a virus to be isolated on his hands and he died there. It's a level. If you pick your reference only in the physical realm, you will be dead before you know it. You can't see things coming. What do you know? What do you know? No, hold on. What we call knowledge, everything we call knowledge is past. The best of your knowledge is about the past. No, let me explain. The best, what you call knowledge is past. It's past. Even word of knowledge is about the past. So, by what are you making decisions that governs your life? By the past. Have you seen a case whereby you say, God, is this, you are trying to marry somebody and you just lost your peace. You can't, something is not right. The one who knows the future is letting you know, based on what is here, something is not right. Leave. You say, well, I mean, I have the spirit of God in my inside. I can make things happen. Oh, praise God. I can make things happen. I say, okay. You know, somehow, we have so bastardized the subject of marriage that it now looks like you should marry who you like. Somehow now, it has entered. It looks like God does not really have a say again. Like, God has given up on your marriage. Just pick anybody that you like. Make sure you like the person. That's how you go and like a fool. I shared the story with you about 13 years ago. Six girls came to me and then said, we know if you pray for us. One of them, I was discipling her. Say, if you pray for us, we want to know who God is saying we should marry. And that reminds me, out of those six girls, I think four amongst them, 13 years ago, is still unmarried. Because they wanted to do it by force with their own knowledge. One of the most difficult things to do is to rest. Just rest. 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 Rest feels like dying, but rest. Calm down. The agitation. When the emotions swell, you say, I'm going to make this decision. Rest. The devil is going to work perfectly with your emotions. He will master it. And when you feel that height of the emotions, it will make sure you make a decision that will be sealed. The devil wants to master your emotions. The moment you are feeling, let me quickly make this, I think this is it. It will push, make it now. So that in the days that you will now not feel the emotions, you have already made a decision. Never let him master you. Rest. So as I looked at the girls, say, okay, so I came down. I said, all right. So you have some list. We say, yes. How many names? Say 5. You, how many names? Say 6. You, how many names? Say 4. You, how many names? Say 5 again. So I said, okay. You know God speaks to me? Say yes. You know God speaks to me? Say yes. Let's start from the basic. You can't be born again and have 6 names. How are you leading 6 people on? By what energy? How? Those are people try to explain that maybe 6 people in their radar. You see, you are like them. You are just 1 mile away. Say, no, apostle is not actually that. They are. You see, culprit defending culprit. Is there any culprit here? Shout hallelujah. Huh? How do you have 6 names? And then you, your entire life, you can't hear God. You will now depend on one prophet who will spend your money and say, let me fast for you. And the prophet is buying vigil meal on Monday morning. The prophet will just look at the names and say, this name, I like, you know, one of my friends was sharing a story. And it's a very bloody story because, you know the story. His dad is a prophet. So he said, somebody went to meet the dad to pray about which person he should marry. Whenever I share this story, he will say something like, daddy, me buy him a eje. That is, my dad spoiled this person's life. So what happened? The name he wrote the last. You know this prophet, they want to just show something. That the last one, that's it. See, in this life, I don't want to even enter the matter. Say again, let me just preach in peace. I reject temptations. The name he wrote the last is the name of a lady that was about 10 times his size. It's not a crime to be big. But you know what you like. All right. So they said that the man didn't see pictures. Maybe would have said, but he said, any. So the guy too went on and married the person. They've been married for years now, over a decade. No single attraction. Prison for life. No attraction. Whenever the woman is coming, the guy is angry. And now he hates the prophet. I say, you spoiled my life. You are the one. Hear God. Don't let anybody spoil your life. Hear God. Hear God. His wisdom is in his word. Hear God. There are things that will look nice, but God is not there. Hear God. If not, you'll be a victim of people's prejudices. Your life will be manipulated and turned around. And guess what? They will be the same first set of people that will come and insult you. And say, you see your life. Say, you see your life. Everything God wants to give you, they are trapped in his wisdom, in his word. Let me show you as we continue that scripture. Go back, 1 Corinthians 2, start from verse 6 now. 1 Corinthians 2, start from verse 6. Very, very important scripture. Look at it. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this, there is the wisdom of this world. Not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught. It means if you function by the wisdom of the world, you will have no result at the end of the day. The sum total of the wisdom of this world is that it comes to nothing. Anybody who functions by it also comes to what? Nothing. See, 0 times 1 million. 0. It doesn't matter the figure. It comes to nothing. It comes to nothing. See, there are things God says that doesn't make sense. You look at him and you are wondering, what are you talking about? But that's God. That's God. You must sacrifice what makes sense for what doesn't make sense. For what he says. You are limited. Understand that. You are very limited. Understand that. Without God, we are too limited. We don't know much. Only God knows the future. Only God knows the future. How many of you know when there was MMM? Moku, Mogbe, Modaro. You know, as they say. We don't even know what the name is. We just know that one. See, one of my friends pressured the dad to invest 1.6 million in MMM. They invested 1.6 million on Thursday. It closed on Saturday. Hear God. You don't know much. See, we have so built our life that we no longer pray prayer of inquiries. Lord, what will you have? It is dangerous to know the full blueprint of your life. You see, God will never give you the full details so you can keep waiting on him. He won't. What he said to us was, go to Abuja. We have no idea. It didn't make sense. So leave Ibadan when we left Ibadan. It didn't make any sense. Actually, it didn't make any sense. Because it was clear that, okay, God is giving us this city. How do you say in the middle of that, get out? In this kingdom, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. That was what the mother of Jesus said. That's the only message she preached. And that by far is one of the greatest messages. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. So when they said, wine is finished, and Jesus looked at them, he said, go and fetch water in the jars. Yes. He said, take the water that you have fetched. Go and give it to the event planner. It was water. Jesus never blessed it. He just said, take the water. Go and give it to who? The event planner. And they took the water. Did it make sense? How do you take? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know how event planner provoke when there's event? Say, what? Event planner. What do you think? And when the guy drank it, he said, so you guys kept the best wine for the last. If you want the best wine to be served later, that is, no matter what you are seeing now, there's something more beautiful coming. Live in God's wisdom. Live in God's wisdom. Live in God's wisdom. Your life will become like wine. The older, the better. You keep getting better. People are confused. What's happening? You see, let me tell you this. And I'm going to say what I want to say with a moderation and with balance. You know, when God told me not to dedicate my life around pursuing a career and rather come to him. See, like I've always said, one thing you cannot take away from me is diligence. To study, pray, and fast for this life God is saying I should go into. You see that now? But several times I wept and I cried because it looks like everyone had left me. Have you been there before? Where you look at your life and you are asking, I seem to be the only one left behind. See, just when you find yourself in that spot, you are in a very delicate spot. You have the tendency of becoming the one everyone else will pity. And you are also at a spot to overtake with small steps. Just follow what he says. When you find yourself in that space where everyone seems to have left, everyone, you look at them, they are celebrating things, someone is doing this, and you wonder, God, why am I the one left behind? Stay. 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 If it will help you to reduce the number of things you hear, reduce them. Just so that you can hear God. That space, that position is the advantage for speed. But that same position is the advantage, is a disadvantage to be pegged for life. I'm telling you. Have you seen people that they have testimonies of waiting for on God, but nothing at the end of the day? Also, they waited in vain. Because they didn't obey God. You can wait and still disobey. Don't waste waiting. Stay. God, it doesn't... And I'm telling you, I was at this same spot for 7 years. It doesn't make any sense. Sometimes you cry, you weep, you look like a reproach, but please, stay. Stay the season. Stay the season, because everyone who had gone with chariot and horses will come back to ask you, how did you do it? What changed? What happened to you? What changed? Your life changed overnight. Obey him. You don't know the way. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. I showed you the Israelites walk 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years. 40 years in the wilderness. The day God said, turn not what? They covered in 2 days. How do you cover in 2 days what you can't cover in 40 years? It's wisdom in his word. You don't know the way. You don't. 40 years of toiling. Their valiant men died. All the generation that left Egypt died. 40 years. You know, the journey was actually a journey of 11 days. It was an 11 days journey. How do you do 40 years for a journey to cover in 11 days? That is what happens when you lead yourself. Have you seen people that, all their lives, you wonder, why won't you just submit to God? Why won't you just pay attention to what he's saying? Why do you have to? How much did Judas sell Jesus? How much? 30 pieces of silver. Compared to the weight of what he lost in eternity. 30 pieces. 30. By what means? Was he that broke? Look at the wisdom of Gehazi. Naaman had been healed. Elisha did not want any gift from him. He just came to show him that there's a God in Israel and that God does not need your money. He wanted to show him. But Naaman changed the reputation of God. He went after. And he said, my master sent me. Give me some raiment. He says, you bring some now. And he still went back with audacity and stood before Elisha. You know, let me say this to you. Sometimes the most advantaged people are those who are closer to a grace. Also, the most disadvantaged people are those who are closer to a grace. If anyone can master the wisdom of being close and yet walking in honor and recognition, the person will go far. He stood there, so much audacity, in error. And Elisha said, where are you coming from? He said, I've been busy about my master's business. He said, did not my eyes go with you? How that you pursued after Naaman and collected this? Now, for that wisdom you thought you have, you want to blow, right? He said, let the leprosy of Naaman cleave to you. Meaning that when things leave people, he doesn't go. He stays. The leper, he said, and to your generation. And that was how he carried it. That's how he became leprous. The man who should be a prophet in his stead could not become because of human wisdom. See, it pays to submit to God. What are you looking for? Is it wealth? It pays. People go out of the way in this world and try to get things done. They destroy their lives and die. Many young girls are walking on the street. They've been used by one boy who wants ritual. So use them. They are walk, and if you don't pray and you marry them, they have used you too. They will use them and put something there that will be using those that have contact with them. Oh yes, as you are entering, no, they've not put calabash on your head, but you have become one with the one they are placing there. Sometimes just the patience of trusting God's process, of trusting God's time. We say this thing like a cliche that God's time is the best. That is a very powerful word. There's no better time than God's time. It makes everything beautiful. In its time! In its time! Submitting to his wisdom pays! It pays. It does. See, listen. Sometimes wisdom looks slow, but it is enduring. The man who waits for it will outlive and outlast everyone. You know, one of the things God has always done for me is that everywhere I find myself, he plants me strategically around an old person around. There's sure going to be one old person somewhere, you know, that I've noticed as a pattern. And one time I was speaking to a very old man in his 80s. The man, he was around 89 or thereabout. Very old man. And the man said to me, he said, Femi, he said, do you know that all my friends and those we call younger ones growing up, he said, they are all dead. So he said, he has looked at this life and he has discovered that actually what kills people faster is haste. And impatience. That's what he said. You know, for a man look. He said, I've looked at this life. He said, what came faster is haste and impatience. He can trace their stories. Put your hands on your head. God, give me wisdom. Pray. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. I refuse to trust my own senses. Some trust in horses, others in chariots. But we put our trust in the name of the Lord. It may look slow, but wait. The wisdom of God supersedes all human wisdom. It may not make sense. It may look like you are behind, but wait. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now look up, everybody. Can I tell you something? I'm telling you this. I'm telling you what I'm saying with just a few years ago. I'm telling you. If anybody ever tell me that a time will come in my life that I will have at least 100,000 in my account, I'll be shocked though. I remember when I was going to celebrate my 25th birthday. I don't know your age, just so you know you are not failing. You are just in process. 25th birthday, years ago. All I wanted for my birthday was chicken pepper soup. Just like, I've suffered enough. Let me even at least now. Let me too, at least. Just a little breeze. Everybody came. Apostle, we celebrate you. No, they don't call me apostle. Pour wine. Pop wine. The way they all came, they all left. I was there. I said, so at 25, I can't afford half kilo of chicken and just eat pepper soup. Half kilo. Do you know what half kilo of chicken is? Do you know? Because you guys are looking at me. Do you know what half kilo of chicken is? Are you sure? Because you look like you are from Lekki or from Asokoro. You know. Half kilo can afford it. Until one of my friend's fiancé just called. I said, what would you like to have today? I said, chicken pepper soup. And she was the one that went to buy the chicken. And I saw it as God's mercy. I wasn't failing. I was just in time, in process. You are not failing. You see, you are actually failing if things are not happening and you are lazy and without vision. But once you are not lazy, you are doing what you are doing diligently. But it is not, you know, seed time and harvest will not cease. This is still seed time. But it has not produced. You are not failing. Stay with it, oh. It will produce. You see, the kind of insult I face in this life from family members. You are a lazy person. Hey, Jesus. I have to spend money to go to school. Come and go to UK. Come on. UK. These are countries who would not even blink twice to enter. So would have sacrificed all these things for UK. You know, some, when they hear opportunity to travel abroad, they will not even pray. That what do you have for me here? Do you know, I've had to pray for people living outside the country who became homeless in America, in Germany. And I'm like, what's the force? Go there with God. With God. You see, the wisdom of God, let me show you. Let's continue with that scripture. Go back to that scripture. 1 Corinthians 2. Start from verse 7 now. The wisdom of God is not on anybody's table. It is hidden. It has to be searched out. It has to be searched out. He said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the what? Hidden wisdom. So this wisdom is for those who can inquire. What will you have me do? What should I do with my life? What should I be doing at this time? Let me tell you one secret. I don't know any secret of church growth. Because what it takes to open different territories up is not the same. This one comes by waiting. What should we do? You see, if you don't ask that question, when you are done doing all you need to know how to do, you will ask that question. What should, you know, Abuja can be very confusing. I'm excited about the number of you seated. Abuja can be, you are wondering, Abuja has people. But where are they? On Sundays, you can see Dunamis 100 buses. I say, where are these people coming from? You go to church on Monday. It will take the hidden wisdom of God to pop it open. This one is not strategy. You know, I laugh at people that go to territories and they start boasting. We are taking this territory. It sounds like faith until you know the foundation. The foundation is we have money. We came with millions. By the time we spend, by the time we fix billboard, by the time you will put the billboard without the hand of God, nobody will see it. People, have you seen billboards in an environment that after a while you now say, why have I not been noticing this? That is exactly how it is when the hand of God is not in your life. Are you following what I'm saying? You comb your hair well, adjust your beard as a guy, not your tie. Talk about the girl, say sorry. What are you saying? I thought you have bars to drop bars. Hey, can you please excuse me? Hot water. It is the hidden wisdom of God. It is a mystery. Now look at it. Mark 4, verse 11 and 12. Mark 4, 11 and 12. Mark 4, verse 11 and 12. And he said to them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But look at it. Unto those who are outside, these things are in parables. That is, they cannot understand it. Why is your life like? They can't get it. You know, sometimes pastoring around campus, I've had to pastor on campus, around campus for years. And sometimes you see parents, we fight their children for going to church. And sometimes even pastors. But until this same child now start going to club, the only antidote to that life is Christ. It's Christ. That's the only antidote. The wisdom of God, those who are outside can't understand. They don't know what we are doing. We are living a higher life. They don't understand us. They don't know the reason why when you are broke, you should be rejoicing. You don't do anything. Why are you happy? I mean, we know you don't have a job, so why are you shouting every time we hear you singing in your house? What's good about the money? They expect you to be crying, to be sobbing. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That is the wisdom of God. Let the weak say, I'm strong. It is the wisdom of God. Why we look not at the things that do appear? For the things that appear are temporal. It is the wisdom of God not to call conspiracy. What they call conspiracy is the wisdom of God. It doesn't make sense. You see, but listen. The reason why you are confused is because you fellowship more with the world. If you will give the same time you give to social media to your Bible, nobody will confuse you. You see, many of us, there's an habitat. I can't remember now. It's been long I've done biology. But if I remember well, there's an habitat called estuarine, something like that. It's like a region of brackish water between fresh and salt. Am I correct? Talk to me now. That is, so you two, you are forgotten. But I think I'm correct. Now, that is exactly where many believers are living. Influence of the world. The God influence. They have clarity in church until they hold their phone back at home. They are confused again. And you know, even when God speaks, his words are volatile. That is, they can be easily evaporated. If you don't have a life that traps it through honor, you will forget what he said. Many of you don't have things you hold as anchor. Because you have no plan, you have no structure for the word. And meanwhile, the only anchor of our soul is what he says. It's what he says. It is the hidden wisdom. If it was common, everybody would walk in it. And I was showing you this morning in workers' meeting when Elisha said to the woman, make my own food first. I mean, it didn't make sense. No, sorry, Elijah. When they make, what kind of, does it make sense? There's famine. She was going to die. But that's the wisdom of God to preserve her. Sometimes if the media world should hear what we do, they will insult our pastors and insult God. Have you seen people call God wicked? They say, look, you are allowing the poor people give. Meanwhile, it is in giving that we are blessed. In fact, we have now taken it so far that we now say there's no reward for giving. How? How? Let me show you a scripture. Turn to your Bibles, 1 Corinthians. Let's check scriptures. I mean, sometimes, and that's why, if there's any other time, if there's any time to make sure you are planted in the local church, now is the time, boy. Now is the time. There are too many things that will mess up your life. 2 Corinthians 9 from verse 6. Too many things will mess up your life. Too many preachings. I think I was showing my wife out that I was hearing a man, a pastor on the pulpit, and was justifying polygamy. He said Solomon has this wife. David has so and so wife. Moses has so and so wife. It is not everything in the Bible that is for our practice. It is not every word in the Bible that you obey. Because God spoke. The devil spoke. Huh? Men spoke. At some point, Elijah said, woe to you now. So if I come and tell you now that woe unto you, does that make any sense? He who sows sparingly shall what? There's reaping. Sparingly. And he who sows bountifully shall also reap what? Bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according as he proposed in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly, or not of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. This is also wisdom. Stop boning when you are giving offering. Stop. Offering time to be your most excited time in church. Because it is a privilege to give. Offering time. Have you observed that the way people dance during praise and worship is not the same way they dance during offering time? What are you doing? You know, I love the Ghanaians for one thing. If you see the Ghanaians give during offering, actually they will dance out. And they have those beautiful dances. And they will, you know, give with so much joy. You know, it's the wisdom of God when we dance in the midst of tribulations. When it doesn't make any sense. When it doesn't make any sense. Look at it. God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8 now. Yes, quickly. Okay, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That ye always have in all sufficiency. In all things may abound unto every good works. Yes. As it is written, he had dispersed abroad. He had given to the poor. His righteousness remained forever. 10. Now, he that ministered seed to the sower, both ministered bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. He multiplies your seed sown. It is the wisdom of God. So you go online and get pitied. Start feeling pity. How would they be telling us that we are giving towards missions? Even me, go and buy eating. Say, they are not pitying us. They are not pitying us. In fact, this church thing, I've been thinking is a scam. You are going small, small. This wisdom is not for those who are walking in carnal minds. See, if you are going to follow God, follow him completely. But it pays to follow God. It pays. I can tell you a lot of testimonies. There are times that I have had some of the most spectacular open doors of my life by obeying simple instructions. Obeying simple instructions. Son, do this. Yes, Lord. Do you know that you can be doing everything right, but you have shut the door for increase? And God will tell you, okay, review your structures now. Be more accessible. Be more accessible. When people chat you up, the first thing to say should not be what? What do you want? Where do you get my number from? Are you the president? Where can they get your number from? Your many WhatsApp group. And your picture is there. And it's fine. Even though some of them are AI. Look at me now. Are you guilty? Okay. The picture is fine. Somebody like what they see. They chatted you up. Okay. See, let it keep coming. Then you find out, okay, you know where this person is going. Then you can say, actually, I'm in a relationship. If you know it can't work, you know, there's a way to say it and the relationship is preserved. And that's God's wisdom to somebody. Be more accessible. You are always angry. It is wisdom to smile. That when people see you, the first thing they think of is, not how do I talk to this person? Look at your neighbor and smile. See how beautiful and handsome you are. Some of you are still not smiling. Look at your neighbor again and smile. Wow. Somebody might say, I'm just noticing you. I've never seen you. Are you new here? Meanwhile, you've been here for the past. They've not seen this version that smiles. I am saying it is God's wisdom for somebody today to become more accessible. Stop acting like they want to kidnap you and say, hello, sister. This is Abuja boy. Sister, you know the talk. Calm down. Some of the most powerful things begins with hello. Calm down. Touch your neighbor's shoulder. I hope they won't spark. Touch. Say hello. Oh, hope the person didn't get angry. Okay, place your hands there. Say hello. How are you doing? Yeah. Are you good? Learn to smile. Be more accessible. It's wisdom. Do you know there was one morning in PPC that I said by the Spirit, we all post on our timeline, I'm available for big projects. Do you know how many people got contracts that day? Do you know? Across! What do you do? Tell me. Somebody got someone that was going to invest in the tune of tens of millions. Tens of millions. They called me by social and so time. And they began simple things. God's wisdom, inspired wisdom. Now listen to this. If you do the same thing without God calling for it, you will not get the same result. But when God says it, stake your life on it. Stake your life on it. You see, you may not understand the wisdom of God saying go to Abuja yet. Until the day we are back to this city to open a city. With a university. The thing is, it will happen. Some of us are going to have private university like we're having church branches. That, see, I can't help it. He has said it. He cannot go back. It will happen. That's the truth. So tell your neighbor, go get your master's. Go get your PhD. So you can be relevant. When that time comes, go get your master's. Hallelujah. I round up now. Let me start rounding this up now. Say it loud and clear. The hidden wisdom of God. It is not on the surface. It is not. It was on the surface. Everyone will pick it. The wisdom of God is his hidden method of doing things. It is his hidden method of doing things. This wisdom doesn't make sense to anybody who is not walking in the Spirit. As a matter of fact, the wisdom of God offends a man who is not spiritual. It is an offense. It offends them. They are offended. They are offended several times on campus. Maybe my friends notice that maybe a girl is coming around me. They say, "My, take this opportunity. It's your opportunity. Look at it." And they will point. Look at that one. Is it not a pastor like you? We know what they do. This is your own opportunity. You say, "No. I can't. Others may. I can't." You know what is happening? Today, those my friends, if anybody should dare say anything against me online, they are Muslims, so they are the ones that will come out and say, "This one, we know him. We know him. I know him. We were classmates, roommates, or cellmates. I know him." Forget about what you are saying. It pays to obey God's wisdom. It pays. This wisdom doesn't make sense to a carnal man. When you say go right, the nature of the flesh says go left. Follow God. Lastly, look at it. In this same 1 Corinthians 2:7, it said, "We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, all right, which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Meaning that the more glorious your life will become, will be determined by the level of wisdom of God you walk in. See, let me say this to you. This doesn't make any sense. I'm telling you. But when God says it, obey it. Bishop Oyedepo will tell you how that God told them to go to Ota, a place that is bush. And that place will open up and become a pilgrim center where people travel from all over the world to come and be blessed. I was watching the documentary of Dunamis yesterday, how that God told them to go to the airport road at a time that nothing was really moving in that direction. And he said, I prepared the land. And they got 700 acres. 700 acres. That doesn't make human sense. The church auditorium is like the size of a 9 football field. It doesn't make any human sense. It doesn't make any human sense. Go here. I provided this. Go there. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Those of you who are in business, in all those things, you will begin to get more results as you engage more of divine wisdom. You have not seen anything yet. You're talking about getting the land. Land. Who will be buying estates? I'm telling you. Say, I want to get this land. How did I get into a real estate? Just one simple wisdom. What are you driving, a car? How much is this car fetching you? Nothing, no. I'm the one spending money. Okay. You know what to do. I sold my car. I told my wife, give me 3 weeks. We'll do everything we should do. Invested millions, cleared plot, survey, all documentation. In 3 weeks, I made over 300% of my investment. In 3 weeks. I could not have done to do that myself. Just being inspired. Some of you have things God is leading you to go into, but you never trust it because you are afraid. If I start this now, if the capital didn't come, one who sponsor, I say you should start. You say if it doesn't come. I want to bless you. Okay? And I want to particularly decree that from today, the things that are 10 will become 1,000. So, do you mind? Do you mind? I stretch my hands towards you and I decree that by the operation of God's divine wisdom that is upon your life, by the operation of God's divine wisdom that is upon your life, that will begin to function for you today, right, left, and center. Begin to get unusual results. Amen. This wisdom is ordained for your glory. Amen. Glory is the opposite of shame. Everything called shame or looking like shame in your life is neutralized. Amen. By the operation of this wisdom, you will get results that people can't understand. Amen. If there's anyone here who is in any form of ridicule or shame, I decree you are coming out. Amen. The voice of God becomes clear. Amen. You from today, you know what to do by the Spirit. Amen. You are not confused. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are not confused. Amen. All is well with you. Amen. As you obey what God is saying next, you will get the kind of result you have not gotten. From today, by the operation of that wisdom, I declare a shift. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, look at this. Get up on your feet, everybody. One of my spiritual sons was sharing a testimony in this apostolic tour we just had in Southwest. I mean, this guy had been trusting God for a job for years. And after the declaration on Wednesday, Tuesday, he got a free slot with NNPC. Another slot came with an American job that would pay him in dollars the same day. The CEO of a company resigned. A major Bureau de Change company resigned and said he saw something in him. He should come and fill in his space. All right. Within the space of 3 days, we had 8 jobs. All of them are powerful enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? What could not happen in 3 years? The blessing is a force. I shared this with another of my boys who has been earning 25K for a while. After the blessing, just got an opening. We're going to pay him, I think, $1,000-something. Just be working in this economy. One blessing is enough. One instruction can change your life forever. But you must show God that you value his instruction. Are you following what I'm saying here?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.